A historic night for Old Faithful. Last night in New Jersey, Martin Brodeur bounced back from his shortest postseason performance with a record-setting 24th Stanley Cup playoff shutout, making 26 saves and leading the Devils to a 4-0 win over the Panthers, evening their first-round series at 2-all. In Washington, D.C., Alexander Semin's second-period power play goal proved to be the game winner as the Capitals skated past the Bruins 2-1 to even their series at 2 games apiece. In Chicago, Mikhail Bodker's overtime tally lifted the Coyotes to a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks. Phoenix leads that series 3-1. In San Jose, Brian Elliott made 24 saves as the Blues beat the Sharks in the Shark Tank for the second straight game, 2-1. St. Louis leads the series 3-1. To the NBA last night in Indiana, Danny Granger scored 29 to lead the Pacers to a 118-109 win over Milwaukee. The Bucks' loss means the Knicks have clinched a playoff spot for the second straight year. Elsewhere, Miami topped Chicago 83-72, Phoenix downed the Clippers 93-90, New Orleans held off Houston 105-99, and Minnesota dropped Detroit 91-80. In other NBA news, Magic center Dwight Howard will undergo surgery later this morning to repair a herniated disc in his back. Howard will miss the NBA postseason and the 2012 London Olympics. To baseball, last night in New York, the Grandy man can. Curtis Granderson went 5-for-5, homering in his first 3 at-bats, driving in 4, to power the Yankees to a 7-6 win over Minnesota. Elsewhere in the AL, Texas trounced Detroit 10-3, Cleveland rallied to beat Seattle 2-1, Tampa Bay blitzed Toronto 9-4, Oakland doubled up the Angels 4-2, and Baltimore bounced the White Sox 5-3. Over to the NL, Houston hammered Washington 11-4, Miami downed the Cubs 5-3, the Dodgers edged Milwaukee 4-3, Cincinnati doubled up St. Louis 6-3, Philadelphia blanked San Diego 2-zip, and Atlanta routed Arizona 10-2. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.